In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You ready, Hugh? It's a big one tonight.
I'm always ready, Joe.
You ready for our pregame show? Starts at 6 right here on WIP.
Starts at 6. I ain't ready yet, but I will be ready for that.
Come on.
No, it just takes me a moment, you know, because I got to, you know, figure out.
We got 4 hours after our show to kind of rest up. What are you going to nap? What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Hell dive?
No, probably not. Have a chance to hell dive. Not going to do any hell diving.
Maybe after the game tonight, hell dive.
Maybe. Yeah, because hopefully it won't be that much the process. I don't think it will be.
It'll be a lot to process.
We'll be doing our hell diving from 8:15
to 11:15. Yeah,
we'll hell dive
that's
first.
That's going to be a hell dive.
You'll hell dive second. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, on all this, tonight, what matters more to you? What's more important? Just getting the win, even if it looks the way it has a lot of the season, which is, you know, they win close, the offense isn't any good. Or is it about the offense? For me now, especially when you throw in Saquon talking about how they've been miserable on the sidelines, Sirianni getting more involved in the offense, I need the offense to play well tonight. If they play well tonight, I will walk out against – this is a good Chargers defense. They're ranked number 3. If they play well against this offense, I'll walk out saying, all right, maybe we're starting to move this thing forward, and then we'll figure out everything else the rest of the season, and I can hold that for the postseason. That matters the most to me tonight. Let's get some injury updates as well on the Chargers, what we got going on. Let's hear about is Justin Herbert playing tonight? What is the latest NFL Network on Justin Herbert's chance to play tonight?
Talking to people around the building, everybody has high hopes for Justin Herbert to play on Monday. They've seen him over the years, how tough he's been battling through several other injuries throughout the course of his career. And then just seeing him on Sunday come back in that Raiders game after hurting his hand and playing as effectively as he did. All signs why there is that optimism that he plays on Monday. He's been limited in practice the last couple of days, running 7-on-7, 11-on-11 today. But Jim Harbaugh saying he did not take any snaps from under center. So you have to surmise that he did nothing but shotgun and pistol formations, just like he did on Sunday when he came back against the Raiders. Offensive coordinator Greg Roman saying how that might affect the offense is really minimal. He said they could pretty much run what they want to do from the run game, obviously from the pass game, in those formations. He says the only difference is obviously when you're in a pistol formation, can't run in the I formation. And he said they had a little hiccup down toward the goal line running that type of offense on a mix-up between shotgun and pistol. Should have been one or the other. So little things like that are things they can adjust to if Justin Herbert is able to play and if they have to do nothing but shotgun or pistol on Monday night.
All right, Hugh, the more we get closer to the kickoff here, it certainly seems like Herbert is going to start the game at quarterback. He's going to play.
Yeah. I mean, I would expect him to, and I would expect that he would be somebody that they're going to try to protect as much as they possibly can. They're going to try to get the ball out of his hands quick. He got a gun. He got a nice arm, so they're going to try to get the ball out of his hands quick. Who was that, the running back? What's his name? Marion
Hampton.
Yeah, he might be coming back tonight.
Oh,
he's going to try
he
to
is.
Play tonight.
Yeah, so they activated his wind, you know, took him off the IR, so he's – I'd be shocked if he doesn't get some carries. And I will see. He's, you know, if you look at the props, he's listed. Usually the books don't list a player unless they're pretty sure he's going to play. Mm-hmm. So they're getting their first-round running back. They're getting their quarterback in there. Do you think, like if it was you playing tonight, Hugh, would you go after the hand?
Within the realm of the game.
Yeah, like how did, so he broke his hand last week. He had surgery. It's his non-throwing hand. I just wonder how that affects the game. So the reporter there was talking about how they have to be in the shotgun or pistol, right? He's not going to take snaps under center. But let's say he's running. Let's say he's trying to evade pressure. Do you? Because it's one thing if it was his throwing hand, right? That you're always going for that because he's throwing, right? He's holding the ball up. Would you, if you, like, you're Jalex Hunt tonight, you're Nolan Smith, would you put your helmet on that hand as you're going to sack him?
Well, I will say this. If it happens, it happens. But you're not going to say, in the heat of the game, you're not like, oh, I'm going to hit him in the hand.
Yeah.
Now, you know, if you hit him or put him in a situation where you have to fall on the hand or whatever, you do stuff like that. But I will tell you this. He's aware that he's not 100%. He's going to try to get out. Number one, they're going to tell him, get out of the way.
Right.
Whatever's happening, get rid of the ball. If it's not there, throw the ball away. He's going to do everything in his power, and that offensive line is going to do everything in his power to keep him upright. So you were very – this looks like this might be one of those games where if they're on top of their game, the Chargers, that is, he's not going to get hit a whole lot. They're going to try to keep him from getting hit.
No, their offensive line is terrible because they both their starting tackles are gone for the season. Yeah. So that's a weakness.
Yeah. Would you be willing to take a 15-yard penalty?
Hit him a little late. So, well, you know, a late hit doesn't.
So wait a minute. We're resorting to cheap shots.
Well,
to try
hold
to
on.
Win,
a late hit doesn't even have to be something that. If you just push him late, right, he may have to brace his fall with his bad hand. Mm-hmm.
They're going
to
be super. I will say this. They're going to be super protective of the quarterback.
The refs or the team?
Well, the team and maybe the refs, but they're going to be super protective of him.
One thing I was wondering, I wonder if Vic will try to pressure him to have to move to his left. It's his left hand, right? So, Hugh, you know, when the runner's running, they'll tuck the ball towards the sideline, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if, I don't know until we see tonight. I would be skeptical he can tuck the ball in his left arm. He probably has a range of motion with his fingers. So if he can't tuck the ball in his left arm, he has to tuck it in his right, and as he's running to the right-left sideline, you could punch that ball out.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what the cast that he's wearing looks like.
Right.
Because you say it's his thumb, right?
I don't know which finger it is.
Or is it? It's a finger. It's not his thumb?
I don't think it's his thumb.
Okay, so normally they would try to, wherever the fracture is, they're going to try to protect that part the most, right? So it's probably going to be some modified version. It's probably going to be something super hard.
He fractured a finger in his non-throwing hand. I feel like they would have listed thumb if it was thumb.
Yeah. So it's going
index
to be
finger.
Something
It's where, his index finger.
So it's going to be something where it's going to protect the break more than anything. But it's going to protect the break, but try to give him as much flexibility in the hand that he could possibly have under the circumstances. So it's one of those things where it'll probably be a hard metal plate type situation. So yeah, it's he's going, I can tell you, he's going to get the ball out of quick. He's probably going to run offense, try to get the ball out quick, try to get the running game going with the running back.
Well then, and if you're Vic, do you also sell out to stop the run on the left side?
Yeah. I mean,
turning the other way, handing the ball with his left hand is going to be a little harder for him.
I think the Eagles have a big advantage tonight. Like, he's 1 million times better than Trey Lance, but he's not himself with this injury. So if you got to get him on the move or you can hit him, I think they could affect the game tonight, the Eagles' defense. I think they're going to have to win this game.
Yeah, he's playing.
He's going to play.
So, like, I don't think it's unfair to target the hand.
I don't think it is either.
I don't think when you're in the heat of the game, that's your thought. Like, you're not thinking that.
But could you do it subtly, or is it hard to do that?
It just happens. It's not like you're like, hey, his hand's messed up, I'm going to try to slap his hand or something like that. You just play.
Didn't you bury Jim Miller in 3 feet into the dirt?
I warned him before he moved.
Well, they can warn Herbert.
Told him, hey, man, just get out the way.
Okay, so as long as they warn him.
But that's what I'm saying, because most quarterbacks, say if he throws a pick, they move. They get out. They get off the field because they know back then that we were taught to hunt them up.
Right.
If he's hurt and he's their best chance to win the game, he's doing everything for you that not to happen. He's playing keep away. Like, if he feels the rush might be, and the offensive line is not playing well, I can't see us getting any sacks this game.
Well, but their O-line is bad.
Yeah, it is, and that's what I'm talking about. They're going to put this man behind that O-line that's already bad, and he's hurt. Quick running, quick passing game. Everything's going to be quick.
The one thing, there's like little parts where you feel like the Eagles will have an advantage. Do you think they'll quarterback sneak him? I doubt it.
No, no.
Okay.
Dave, I don't think they'll do that.
But that's a big advantage, right? If it's third and an inch, fourth and an inch, and he, I mean, he's a good quarterback sneak quarterback. He's like 6'5".
I would be surprised. Put it like this. I would be surprised.
Me too. So that means they have to turn around and hand the ball off on a fourth and inches. That might be a chance for the Eagles to get a stop tonight. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Matt in Germantown. What's up, Matt?
What's up, diehard Joe? My favorite barber, Kyle, and we got to call him Nostradamus QB today.
No.
Because early on, he called that the Chiefs wasn't going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, he did. He got that one. Looks like he's right on that one. He also said Daniel Jones was going to win the MVP, and I think he ruined the guy's career since then. It's been a bad month for that guy.
That's not fair. That is completely not fair. I don't know. I think the owner being down there might have rubbed some perfume on him, and I think that might have
threw her shoes when she – like, did you see some of the fits that she wore on the sideline?
No, you won't, hold on. Hugh was using her as reasoning to why they were playing well.
I remember that.
So we got to have it both ways.
No, initially I thought she was, but, dog, as she got into the season – She started like somebody drunk auntie, dog.
Well, now we got
overdressed.
Yeah, now that we have the accountability bunny.
It's the positivity bunny.
Accountability bunny. Everybody's going to get one. I found one for like $35 too.
Really?
Yeah, I found one.
This guy. So here, my two points is this. One, the bunny, I think it's a representation of being soft. And whoever has the bunny near them, that you're playing like a bunny. You're being soft. You see what I'm saying? I think they're coming up with tricks and everything.
I think it's a message to Saquon.
Yeah, it definitely
Ooh,
is.
I like
bro,
this.
You got to tighten up. If Tank Bixby can hit the hole, he ain't playing soft. You just got paid. Why are you playing soft?
Mm.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that, and I think honestly for this game, it's one of the situations where, it, like you said, it's put up or shut up because now you got to see that ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. And I think the rabbit has the gun right now, unfortunately enough.
Yeah.
So we got to lock in. We got to change it up. But honestly, I believe in Jalen. I think if that's the case, then they need to take the straight jacket off him. If we're going to analyze everything, then what makes him ultimately the most comfortable? Because it's not like we've never seen his quote-unquote offense be explosive, hit both of his top receivers, and be successful, as well as have a successful run game. So we got to figure this out. I think we can figure it out. And if not, they're going to have to get some Kyle Libel oil, Hugh, because there's some constipation.
Yeah, they constipated.
Matt, good phone call, man. Yeah, look, I mean, all the noise around Jalen can calm down if he plays well. I mean, that is.
That's what it is. That's the bottom line. That is what we're looking at, because – this is where we as fans have to be smart about what's being said. Now, we love Jalen. There's no question about that. But this has been building for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And he needs to do everything, and I think he will, to quiet it down. Because the narrative is being built. The narrative is being built. I mean, you just got to call it what it is. The narrative is being built. And if I'm being honest, it's not the first time I've heard that. I just didn't believe it.
Well, and – there's two parts to this. One, there's a narrative or a thought or a feeling or whatever, the noise out there. But the other part is play, right? Like, if they put up 30 points tonight and he plays well, no one is going to have anything bad to say about Jalen Hurts.
Or just win.
No, I disagree.
Joe,
I disagree.
Like,
the evidence says that's not true. They're 8-4, and they're all saying this stuff about Jalen Hurts.
See, this is where we agreed until we get to this point. Because if they win, that – it's still going to be a lot of talk about Jalen, but Jalen just wins. Like, he finds ways to win. I think where Jalen gave himself the kiss of death is when he said, it looks like I wanted to look.
Yeah.
And then you have these reports. See, you got to look at, to me, when you listen to how the game is being narrated, that's what kind of plays into it. He said offense has to look the way it looks. Yeah. Then he said there's a report comes out that said he doesn't want to run. So now what does the offense look like tonight? Because we know that Jalen has said in the past that he's going to do whatever it takes to win the game. So does that mean tonight we see him running more? Does that mean he's passing more? Because at the end of the day, if all of those things happen, then that changes the stories or the questions that are going to be asked in the press conference.
So I think there's two kinds of people when they cook, right? There's people that follow the recipe, mm-hmm. and then there's people that just kind of
go by the feel.
And the bottom line is, how does the meal taste when it gets to you, right? And this meal, the offensive meal, does not taste very good right now. We're all watching it. If the meal tastes good, like, I don't care if you follow the recipe or not. I think that's kind of the way I am with the Eagles offense. I think it's the way maybe his teammates are, the Eagles are. He's been a quarterback for a long time. They've had way better offenses than this. I don't think this is the first time that his input was the way the offense went. I think that's always kind of been this. But the offense used to be better. They just had to score points. I mean, that's it. They score points. We're all going to feel better. That's how I think about this thing.
I think got to win. It has to look, to your point, Joe, it has to look like it's trending in the right direction.
It has to.
I will give you that.
I don't want to feel like I'm going to vomit after the game.
It has to be a win. And even if that win looks like Jalen rushing for 50 yards or doing what he has to do.
I'm cool with that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're at. Because that's the narrative. That's the narrative that it feels like it's about to be painted.
Well, I'd welcome him running because I think that the offense has missed that for a while now. Let's go to Big V, Mount Laurel. Big V.
Yo, what's going on, Joe? Him,
Big
Kyle.
V.
Yeah, baby. Talk to me.
What do you got?
You called us.
All right. First of all, I called based on some reckless speculation. Mm. If you look at it, we had that, you know, back-to-back loss.
Yep.
But before we had that back-to-back loss, we had all these media leaks about how management and upper management aren't happy with, you know, the quarterback, Jalen, and he's holding the team back, which is stupid because a quarterback cannot hold the team back. The only thing that a quarterback can do is limit the amount of touches that certain key positions get.
Well, I think a quarterback can hold a team back. If the team has good players and the quarterback plays poorly, he's holding the offense back. Just not just Jalen, but just in general. What are you talking about?
If the quarterback was holding the team back, management, meaning Howie, Jeffrey, and Nick, would sit him down and put up two fingers. Tanner McGee.
Well, I think that's a little bit harder than just, like, on the fly. I mean, that's a big organizational decision.
Yes, they would, because the quarterback is holding back the organization from where they want to go. They would make that move.
Okay.
But nonetheless, once we started losing, which means that, and the reason that we were losing was that AJ was getting a lot of touches, we stopped getting rumors and leaks. You notice that, right? You didn't hear anything. 2 weeks we lost. Nobody complained about Jalen from the team or AJ. So that's why I'm recklessly speculating that that's where all that bullcrap is coming from. The other thing, you said it looks how Jalen wants it to look. And who is Jalen, you know, and how he's going to perform? It's up to Jalen now who he's playing for. Is he playing for us to win, or is he playing for AJ to get, you know, a chance to be the next Madden headliner?
Well, he should be playing to win. I mean, that's of course he should play to win. I mean, that's the.
I agree with you. And calculated, we're now in a situation where it's a must. There are no more slack periods or gaps where, you know, he can or he can't. Now, you know, we've got a 3-game win or lose with the Giants, the Cowgirls. So, you know, he has to play. So he's got to make that decision to play for the team and not play for AJ. The hell with the rumors, all that back and forth, all that little girly bullcrap of he don't like this or don't like that. Let's play to win. Mm. The goal and the roster is to be a dynasty. We can't be that way if we're catering to one person. It's a team and team effort. And if AJ can't follow
think AJ's out of here anyway. But you're right. If that becomes a thing that they can't play together and win together, then they have to break it up. I mean, that's an off-season thing. It is interesting, though. I guess ironic is the word, that AJ has woken up the last 2 weeks, right? This is probably his best back-to-back of the season.
Yeah.
And they haven't scored enough points. They haven't looked like a free-flowing offense, even though he's back to putting some numbers up.
I think that's, like, to be honest, and I don't know this for sure. I'm just, recklessly speculating. I think that's because the last two games, it was a situation where, you were in a possible situation, and he was the closest receiver to being open or being able to catch
some
the ball.
Garbage time points at the end, like the Bears one.
Yeah. I mean, because that's kind of what I think about it. When you talk about somebody, as much as we like to talk about AJ and the 50-50 balls, he's good at 50-50 balls. He's good at muscling people out. And when I look at some of the catches that he made last week, that's exactly what I saw.
Do you think the positivity rabbit's going to have any big effect on any of the players? We had a caller there that mentioned maybe it was to spark people from being soft. That was interesting. They put it next. I mean, I don't know. Are they trying to spark Saquon with the positivity rabbit?
I don't know if that's the case. Like I said, there's probably some psychological breakdown about why the rabbit's in there. I do believe that. I just don't think somebody said, hey, let's go on Amazon and get a bunny and throw it in the locker room.
I think that's exactly what
because if that was the case, it would have been like a Frosty or somebody like that, more festive.
Frosty? Snowman. But no, I think that's the point. It's silly.
I mean, they're both equally silly in my opinion.
But I think the bunny's a little sillier in December. That like Frosty's just festive.
I would probably have put a log in there and an axe.
We tried this already. Didn't the kicker get hurt?
Yeah, he got stabbed. You've spoken out against the axe.
No, but I'm just saying, if that's what we're trying to do, then that's what I would have done.
I don't think that's
what would you have done if you were a player and they brought in the bunny? Like, what would be your reaction?
I would have been like, interesting. That's very interesting.
Wow, riveting.
Well, because Kyle, my first thought is, I'm a deep thinker. Why the hell we got a positivity bunny in accountability bunny in
the
locker room?
It's not an
Freudian slip. He knows it's positive.
No, it's accountability.
He's just being
difficult. Because it's accountable. You're being held accountable.
Accountable to who?
Because Peter Cottontail is looking at you.
No.
I don't think it's Peter Cottontail.
The bunny trail. Who's the Easter bunny? Peter Cottontail, right? That same person.
Yeah, but why is a bunny supposed to like be scary to hold you account? Like, you're not making any sense with the accountability bunny.
That ain't the first time that has
that's true.
Been,
I don't think the Easter Bunny and Peter Cottontail are the same person.
They're
the same
are.
Rabbit. No,
but
they're different.
They're both. Wait a minute, who is Peter Cottontail then?
He's his own character.
I think they're the same person.
So Peter Cottontail is a character associated with the Easter Bunny.
But is he the Easter Bunny? Because he's hopping down the bunny trail.
I don't think so.
Hippity hoppity.
Like on Easter, I don't think Peter's the one that's coming to the house.
TV special, Peter Cottontail is chosen to be the chief Easter Bunny, but loses to his rival January Q Irontail.
That's the Easter Bunny.
January Q Irontail.
See, this is the information you only get here on WIP. So
I think there's some method to the madness. Though.
Speaking of madness, you know what time it is?
What's that?
Hugh Douglas, it's a certain time here on the show.
Hello.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
All right, clear the lines. It is time for Hugh's Holiday Stock. Let's find out what's inside. Presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. Everyone today is playing for our qualifying prize pack, including the rocks, glasses, umbrella, golf tee pack, playing cards, along with a Weber Grill Brush, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. And if you win today, you win the grand prize, which is the Weber Grill. You entered for the grand prize, excuse me. You'll be automatically entered if you win today for the grand prize, which includes the Weber Grill, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, the Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, the Jack Daniel's Cornhole Set. All thanks to Gerhard's Appliances and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Remember to celebrate responsibly. All right, when we get back, your phone calls, you get to hop in right now. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas will give you a clue as to what is in the holiday stocking. You get one yes or no question, and then your guess. We'll do that, and then we'll let you hear from Seth Joyner what he said this morning and what he noticed watching the rest of the NFL yesterday. It's all coming up. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Sportsbook app, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who will win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel's giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLI to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.